Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the Delta variant spreads, some Massachusetts cities and towns are imposing mask mandates or requiring workers to be vaccinated. But as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, there's no single statewide approach.
John Mitchell, the mayor of New Bedford, is among the first mayors in the Commonwealth to require city employees to get vaccinated.
Well, look, I think it's necessary as a basic public health measure.
Mitchell says the spread of the Delta variant has caused infections to soar in greater New Bedford. The city has pushed incentives, including Dunkin' gift cards, to encourage people to get vaccinated, but only about half of residents have gotten a shot. So Mitchell says it's time to replace the carrot with a stick and impose a vaccine mandate.
You know, as a major employer in this region, it was incumbent upon us to set a strong example for other employers to do the same, to boost our vaccination rates. And I think this is really the next logical step.
Scores of other communities are also considering imposing vaccine mandates, according to Jeff Beckwith, who heads the Massachusetts Municipal Association. But Beckwith says it's not as simple as it sounds.
Cities and towns, in order to implement a mandate, would have to bargain, many of them, with over a dozen separate unions. And there's usually a large level of resistance to even the smallest changes in working conditions.
Many labor unions have already raised objections to vaccine mandates. That includes the Massachusetts Nurses Association. Union President Katie Murphy points out that the federal government has only approved the vaccines for emergency use so far, and that's not enough for many of her members.
And they feel concerned about having to choose between their health and their livelihood. So we're really listening to our members as far as that goes.
But resistance is not universal. In New Bedford, Mayor Mitchell says he's already talking with the unions, and so far, there's been no pushback. Acting Mayor Kim Janey of Boston says she's also working with labor leaders to impose a vaccine mandate for government workers. But Janey has objected to the idea of a vaccine passport, like one in New York City that would require patrons of restaurants, movie theaters, and other businesses to show proof that they're vaccinated. Last week, she linked the proposal to birtherism and slavery-era law, language she later apologized for. But Janey argues vaccine passports would unfairly target black and brown neighborhoods.
If vaccine passports were imposed today, that would shut out nearly 40% of East Boston and 60% of Mattapan.
Some opponents pounced on Janey's comments and said she needs to do more to contain the virus. Here's City Councilor Michelle Wu, who's running for mayor and supports vaccine passports, among other measures.
We need city government to lead, and that means taking every single possible step to protect our communities.
Meanwhile, a number of cities and towns are imposing different kinds of mask mandates. Some, including Brockton, Somerville, and Framingham, have reinstated mask requirements in city buildings. Others, including Belmont, Nantucket, and Provincetown, now require masks in restaurants, bars, churches, and stores. There's also debate about whether kids should mask up in the classroom come the fall. But there's no universal approach, and that troubles many municipal leaders.
It's been a disaster, and let me explain why.
Joe Curtatone is the mayor of Somerville.
So what we've had in Massachusetts from the very beginning was this loose guidance from the Commonwealth. As a consequence, you have 351 cities and towns trying to figure it out on their own. Well, the virus knows no boundaries.
State Senator Becca Rausch, a Democrat from Needham, agrees. She says school administrators are desperate for guidance, so she's filed a bill to require masks in school for the coming year. And she says Governor Charlie Baker has failed to lead on the issue.
It should be the governor leading all throughout the pandemic. He is the chief officer of this entire Commonwealth, and it is his responsibility to do so.
Baker did mandate that staff in nursing homes be vaccinated, but not state workers. He did impose a statewide mask mandate last year, but has declined to reinstate it this summer. And he's recommending that schools require kids in grades K through 6 to wear masks, but he's leaving the decision up to local school boards.
I'm not going to get into making decisions that I believe, in many cases, ought to be driven by the folks at the local level who know those communities best.
As COVID cases rise again, polls show most Americans generally support mask and vaccine mandates. That's especially true in Massachusetts, where cities and towns are still deciding what action to take on their own. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.